Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program that lets me interview some really interesting folks, the one I consider to be the best, the brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I will focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives, the people who influenced them the most, the decisions they made that brought them success. As a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that many people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. And quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this discovery and process And also buy my book at www.logicalsoul.com. I also host a monthly meetup group here in the Atlanta area where you can check that out on the same website. And come our next meetup, I believe, is May the 12th, and we have a new location, Serenity Lakes. Now, my guests were selected because I found their lives and their stories quite interesting. And they may be rich, famous, talented, or simply great human beings. All of them possess something I find rare in individuals, however, and that is a passion or a determination. They've made some strong decisions early in their life that led them to their current position, success, or achievement. And my goal in interviewing them here is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions. This will allow you, as my listeners, to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen to what they have to say, and after about 10 or 15 minutes, please, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions, and our number is 347-843-4544. That's area code 347-843-4544. And when you call in to raise your hand to ask a question, just press 1, and you'll hear the prompt there when you do call in. Now, my guest on the show tonight is a near and dear friend. I've known her for many years. Her name is Beata Fischer. She was born in Germany, and she had some abuse early on, and she'll talk about that as we go on here. She came to the U.S. in 1980 with $500 in her pocket, and she had a belief that love can conquer all, and since then she's done quite well. She's married. She's got a grown son. They live not too far from us here in the Norcross area. I think she lives in Lawrenceville, and her passion, and I'll let her tell you about this, is transformation and energy work. She's done landmark education programs, and she's also well-versed in the logical soul. She's actually to the point of being certified, and she's done lots of sessions, and she's very talented in that. And she's also, and I want to get into this a little bit, ask her some questions on that. She's a spiritual seeker, and she's also a ghostbuster. She has a friend, Ruth, and they go around clearing negative energies from houses and businesses, which I find quite fascinating. We've had them help us with a house and ended up selling, so I don't know exactly how it works, but the places do feel a lot better after she works on them. Right now, she's a design consultant with Ethan Allen. She's had that job for many years. And she's been married to her current husband, Richard, for about 25 years. So let me bring you on the air here. Beata, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening, Michael. A pleasure.
It's really, the pleasure's all mine, Beata. Can you hear me okay?
Very well.
I had to sort of scurry because the Skype lines were busy on my show, and I had to call in on my cell phone, so I was just hoping the audio would be okay. I'm sort of getting spotty hearing for my part here, but I guess as long as it sounds okay, that's fine. We've got the phone lines are lighting up, so I'm noticing if people want to ask questions after we get started, just please press 1 and raise your hand and ask Beata a question. Put us on the spot. So, first of all, I wanted to ask you, Beata, I mean, you've been doing transformation work for quite some time. What What was it that that led you to into the seeking? Where did you first begin to notice that you were a seeker?
I think it really started with my spiritual quest many years ago. Coming from a very Roman Catholic background, that I never quite fit in, and so I was looking for something, for higher power, a connection to God, and that really took me to metaphysics. It took me to a spiritual teacher in India that I still am very, very connected to and follow his teachings, as well as it took me to Landmark and also subsequently to Logical Soul and to the technology that you're teaching. So it's been really part of my life for as long as I can remember. Even in, gosh, maybe eighth grade, I remember having a teacher who really allowed us to ask a lot of questions that, you know, were not that easy to answer, like, who is God? What's my purpose in life? Why am I here, you know?
Wow, you had a teacher like that, huh?
Yeah, it was very, very great experience, and it allowed me really to explore what's out there. What is life all about? Why am I here?
Wow, that's such a rare thing to hear about a teacher who actually allows you to ask open-ended questions like that. I noticed that a lot of times when I was growing up particularly, I mean, I had a couple of teachers like that, but most of them, you know, they want you to fit into the program, you know. Ask me a question as long as it relates to, you know, this or that, you know. And
yes.
It's quite rare. So I guess that, how old were you when you had that teacher?
Well, that was in eighth grade, so I would have been 13, 14 at the time. And she was a catechism teacher, actually. And I was very, to this day, I remember her well, and I'm very grateful for, you know, the opportunities she gave us.
Wow, that is rare.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. So tell us about, I mentioned this to the audience, and I want you to sort of explain what it is you do. I know you and Ruth do ghost busting. You sort of have a side business where you're doing that, which actually it sounds interesting because it goes hand in hand with your design consulting, except you probably don't do that at Ethan Allen. But I would imagine that it's not something that fits in word or in substance, but I mean in substance it does, but I mean in wording or the way it sounds it probably wouldn't. But why don't you explain to people what it is that you do when you and Ruth do go in and do the ghost busting or the energy clearing, and describe how that works.
Yeah, well, first of all, I noticed that it's really all very interconnected. You know, I do interior design, and it's clearly my passion and what I'm meant to do. At the same time, I'm also very sensitive to energies. You can walk into a home or into a room where people live or where people are gathered, and, you know, you can sense what the energy is. Is it a positive energy? Is it a, you know, is somebody upset in that room? You can almost pick that up. And in our case, with Psych Inc., we take it a step further. My friend Ruth, she's very psychic, and I had the privilege to study with her and to learn about picking up psychic energies, mostly negative energies, because it's those negative energies that affect a space in a way that affects the people that live there, or if someone has the intention of selling their home, and they find it just will not sell, we can basically go in and check what the energy is like, what's in that space, is there actually an entity present that got stuck there somehow, and then clear out the space with a process that has been around actually for a long time, and that my friend Ruth studied for, she's certified in that, and once the space is cleared, and there is a process to that, and it also involves the people that own the home or the business, and you give them tools how to maintain the space once it's cleared, we have found just some amazing results. One restaurant that we did a clearing on, it had numerous restaurants were in there that just failed continuously. And once we did the clearing, basically the restaurant is now successful, one of the most successful places in that town. And simply by clearing the space of negative energy, and in this case, we also actually removed the spirit that got stuck there, you know.
Interesting.
But it's fascinating work. And in my job with Ethan Allen, I am in tune to energies when I go to a client's home. I work with the talents that I've been giving and the knowledge I have in interior design, as well as having studied feng shui for 2 years. So I also practice the Chinese art of you know, energy balancing and placement of furniture.
Well, I would imagine, Bianca, that you can bring a lot to the table just by helping people rearrange their furniture or moving something over here or doing something there. They don't necessarily need to know that you do ghost busting or feng shui when you go
Absolutely.
To a house. You know?
Right.
And so it's like, you know, as a doctor, I can know a whole lot about physiology and every one of my patients that comes in the door or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's quite a talent to have. Something came to mind earlier, and I noticed this, and it's not just with you. I've noticed that a lot of people who I consider to be psychic or they consider themselves to be psychic have a history of abuse. Now, you had mentioned that you were abused as a child, and I've noticed that there seems to be a pattern or a similarity or correlation, if you will, between those who are very psychic and those who were abused as children. I just noticed that, and I was wondering if you had any comments or observations about that phenomenon.
That's interesting that you bring that up. I mean, I can't say that I have comparisons with other people who have had abuse in childhood. I can only say that I've potentially, if you are abused as a child, for me it was sexual abuse, you become very aware of things. There's also a space of survival where you almost have to, like, become very aware. You
you have to
notice
read
every yes.
Yeah. You have to read their minds, sort of anticipate, you know, some weirdness.
Yeah.
Before it happens, yeah, I got that. Yeah, it was just something I noticed, and I've noticed that a lot of, I think one psychic once told me, you know, she was abused, and she developed that as a result of the abuse. So I just thought it was quite interesting. That. So anyway, let's get on here. Tell us about the, let's get back into the transformation business, which I know is your main passion, and I know that you're really involved with working with people now, especially using Logical Soul. Tell us about how that works with you, and how doing sessions with other people, how that affects you, and how much you get out of that. Tell me a little bit, just talk a little bit about that.
Right. Well, first of all, I mean, I just want to acknowledge really my gratitude that I feel for you, because you have brought this technology to us. And I have had the privilege of studying with you and being one of the first people that actually, you know, were trained in a classroom setting, so to speak. And first of all, having had the 6 months we had together just to get an introduction into Logical Soul and an understanding about the technology, which subsequently led to my desire and passion to become a practitioner myself and really to expand. I really, really am passionate about it and would love to see nothing more but the whole world to be exposed to this technology and to learn it and to even, you know, being able to apply it themselves in their own lives. And so it's really a pleasure, a privilege, an honor to be part of this. I am now in the position of actually having some clients and having sessions with them in Logical Soul. And what my experience has been, first of all, what they're getting out of it is really a whole new way of relating to themselves and their lives. Being empowered to make new decisions that in the past have completely held them back, blocked their progress, or simply had them in a survival mode until they actually get present to that it's a decision they made as a child that's now running their life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
they become aware of that, and when they actually get clear and also do a clearing, so to speak, a mental and mind clearing of that situation, and then they have the opportunity to make a new decision, what I'm observing is just this transformation and this new outlook on life that's inspiring, it's motivating, it's I just had a session actually over the weekend with a client, and she went from being stressed and felt very hopeless to, after the session, the only way I can explain it is she was in bliss, but it was almost angelic. I have not experienced that before. And really, every session that we do is different. We never know what's going to happen. We never know where it's going to take us. But yet, when you are complete with the session and you see what the results are and what the client got out of the session, all you can be is in awe and in gratitude that this technology exists.
Yes, that's very kind, Beata, and thank you very much. I feel blessed that you're a part of this group, and certainly I can't do it alone, neither can my wife. And I have to give all thanks to my wife, Bridget, for pushing me in this direction, because without her, it wouldn't have been out there, and the book wouldn't have been published, or it might have been, but it's going to take a lot longer. So I appreciate all of you being out there and part of this, and you especially have really taken this to another level, and together, I think we can really make that happen. So we've got a bunch of people calling in. So let's go to the phone here. If anybody wants to ask a question of Beata or me, just raise your hand. Press 1 on your phone and raise your hand, and we'll be happy to call on you. If you're listening online or if you're listening by phone, you can also call in 347-843-4544. And as I said, raise your hand by pressing 1, and we'll be happy to call on you and put you on the air. So, Beata, while we're waiting for somebody to raise their hand, we've got a few people calling in, but we'll just wait and see. Is there anything else you want I have a question. I have a question. Now, you had mentioned that, I know you've been involved with the transformation process for a long time, and you had this personal journey, with your guru and with Landmark and with Logical Soul and all that. And you're also a wife and a mother. How is your family handling all this, and how are you dealing with the differences in their needs and what your needs have been?
Wow, that's really a great question. Well, I think my husband on many levels has humored me and accepted my path.
Mm-hmm.
And also has certainly supported me. And with Logical Soul, I'm very grateful to say he is very, very supportive of it. And he really allows me the space to do what I'm most passionate about. And I think that's we do that for each other, and it allows us to have been successful in our marriage of 25 years.
Right, that's great. You're
my
great.
Son,
we have somebody calling in. Do you want to take a call?
Absolutely.
And then we'll get back to that. This Logical Soul Talk, you're live on the, let's see, can you hear me?
Hi there, Michael, it's Ellen.
Hi, Ellen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Beata, I had a question for you. Have you, I'm sorry, I had to miss the early part of your call, but have you applied what you've learned in Logical Soul to your work as a decorator?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, as far as how I communicate with my clients, the space that I provide for them to explore how they would feel most at home in their own home, allowing them to really express what would it be like what, how do they imagine their home to be for them to feel, let's say, most at peace, or how it would feel most like a retreat, a place of, you know, to re-energize, etc. So I ask a lot of specific questions that pertain to their physical, mental, emotional well-being, and like what's missing, you know?
Well, because, of course, you're doing something that's very personal and intimate, so you're taking them to a different level with that, which is great.
Yeah. That's a very good question. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Thanks for the question, Ellen. I would say that, let's see here. I would say, Beata, that what you've done is essentially, from what I've heard and having been with you for many months, I'd see that, you know, just being clear about how much your passion was there for your clients and the people that you work with, I've seen a tremendous outpouring of more of that as a result of this work. So I would imagine that directly, because you're not doing sessions with people, your clients, obviously, that it's not going to relate directly, but that the influence is definitely there, and the weight of talking with people and understanding hidden motivations are definitely there. I've noticed that myself when dealing with people, that I'm always finding there's always an unspoken motivation, you know?
Yeah,
There's always something there that's not quite there. But we have another call in, and I think I know who this person is. Hold on a second. You're on the air. This must
Hi.
Be my lovely wife. How are you doing?
Hi, great. This is Soma. How are you, Beata?
I'm doing wonderful, Soma.
Okay. There are two things. One is I know that because of the logical work that we did the first 3 months or 6 months, you created something for your customer, Ethan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You gave it away, but you totally forgot about that.
Well, it's creating beautiful home environments that inspire and transform lives.
No, you also did a workshop for your customers.
Well, that I wanted to talk about that too. You know, what I got out of the logical soul training myself, and that's something we have not really had a chance to talk about yet. Because part of the first 6 months was to actually be in class and produce measurable results at the end of the 6 months. And every participant created a project, so to speak, in which they could measure those results out of the logical soul training. And there were actually two things that happened. One thing was that I created a seminar for our clients at Ethan Allen, and I presented it to our company. And in the process of that, Ethan Allen is, of course, nationwide with almost 300 design centers throughout the U.S., and the company went and ran with it, actually, and created seminars on a monthly or every other month basis that cover really every and any subject in regards to interior design. And so we conduct these seminars in each of the design centers, and it's nationally. So that turned out to be a much bigger deal than I anticipated. And secondly, something else happened with me, and I made the decision in the training that I would take care of my health, physical health, and at the time I was overweight. I was a size 14, and I decided to join Weight Watchers, and I lost 30 pounds in 6 months, and that was really a huge deal. I mean, I had lost weight before, but never like this, and never with such with the intention of actually creating a new lifestyle for myself that would allow me to be fit at 50. That was sort of my logo, fit at 50. And I became a lifetime member on my 50th birthday at Weight Watchers, and I rewarded myself, and that is unheard of for me because, for one, I don't like to work out, never have.
Mm-hmm.
But I rewarded myself joining a fitness center and hiring a trainer, and I basically went from a size 14, which was January a year ago, to a size 4 and more fit than I've ever been. And that was all part out of that training and out of those classes with you, Michael.
That's great. Well, I know you're looking great these days. I know you're feeling a lot better.
I feel great,
that's remarkable. Yeah, I noticed that just getting on that path and just understanding the transformation is just ongoing. I started riding my unicycle, and I do that on a regular basis. I don't like gyms.
Yeah.
I love getting out there on that wheel and just running around. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot more strength. Okay, let's see. We've got, we had a couple of callers here. At any rate, we've got only about 3 minutes or a couple of minutes left, so I just wanted to introduce next week's guest before I forget here, because he's a big deal. His name is, hold on 1 second. Let me get my notes here. Our guest next week is Tuesday. That would be May the 4th, and our guest is Raymond Moody. Raymond Moody has written several books. His most famous book is Life After Life. He's one of the first psychologists to actually delve into the experiences of those who've actually died and come back, and he's interviewed people who've died and come back over and over again. In fact, he's very intimately involved with Danion Brinkley, who, not personally, but I mean his story. Danion died, what, 2 or 3 times, struck by lightning. In fact, there was a movie on his life made about that particular thing. And I think it's been about 10 years ago. But anyway, Raymond will be on Logical Soul Talk next Tuesday at 6 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul. And you can call in, be a part of that show. It should be a really phenomenal show. He lives over in Alabama, and my wife and I had a chance to go meet him, he and his wife and his family, wonderful people, and it should be quite an interesting show, so don't forget to tune into that. And to wrap up here, Beata, I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show. I mean, this your observations and your insights and your passion is all coming through here, and thanks to everybody. Ellen, thank you for calling in from Canada. I appreciate that, and Soma, thank you, and I'll talk to you real soon. But is there anything else you wanted to add, Beata? Anything you wanted to add to this conversation or anything, just anything?
It was a pleasure being here today, and you know, life is just, it's fun, it's exciting, it can be anything that you want it to be. You get to create it. And once I had that realization, I mean, anything is possible. Anything is there, ready to be created. If you would like to connect with me, either through my design work, or you can go to logicalsoul.com and connect with me via that, or you can reach me at bfisher@lawrenceville.ethanallen.com. If you have a design project you would like to discuss, or through psic-inc.com, Psych Inc. That is our psychic clearing site, so you can check that out, or on Facebook.
Okay, so what's your email address again, in case people want to check you out?
bfisher@lawrenceville.ethanallen.com.
I'm Michael Craig. Okay, here we are. We're in the outtake section of the show, where nobody live can hear us, but if you're listening on podcast, you can hear the echo of questions being asked and answers being made. Are you still there, Beata?
Yes, I'm still here.
Any candid remarks you want to make? Not that the rest of it wasn't candid.
No, this was really great. Great experience. I loved it.
Yeah, it's good to talk with someone like you who knows what I'm actually doing, which is quite rare. So it's always I feel like, feel like we're just talking, It's great. It's great to have a friend on the show every once in a while and share things and talk about stuff. And you really amaze me. I mean, you have grown so much. It's quite phenomenal. So just really proud of you.
You couldn't have done it without you.
Well, thanks for that. I just am happy to be a part of the process,
Yes.
So,
and
so
your
anyway,
wife, too. Yeah,
absolutely. So we're starting to have a call for the I have a couple of interns, and I'm calling them Mondays and Wednesdays at 10. I don't know if you're available for calls like that, but you're certainly welcome to join us if you want to. And I think I just sent you an email about it, so you should have that. So anything else you want to add to what you said?
That's the main thing.
You started talking about your son, and I cut you off, so you might want to mention him here.
Well, when you have children, really, the question was how is my family handling all this? And I really noticed when you have children, they don't know any different. They know you the way you are, and they accept you the way you are. And so there's never been a question or a complaint or why are you doing this, or it's just that this is part of their life, And I hope it rubs off in some way, and I'm sure it does. I'm very proud of our son, and he actually did landmark, and it made a huge difference, especially when he was a teenager. And, as a parent, you could do no right. So having him do landmark was a big deal because it really connected us and it allowed us to communicate on a whole new level. And I also see with Logical Soul, when someone actually has had some experience, some background like landmark, understanding Logical Soul, understanding the technology and making a commitment to that kind of transformation is a lot more natural and easier to do.
Yeah, it is. I found that when I work with landmark people, it's a lot easier because there's not as much stuff in the way. So, it's always a pleasure to work with meditators and people who have been taking landmark and things like that. They just seem to be more open and more receptive to what's happening. Not that that others can't do it. It's just that there's usually stuff in the way that needs to be resolved. And
cleared out first.
Yeah, you're right about that. So, listen, we're going to talk soon. So I wanted to talk to you about some other things, about how some developments that are taking place. And so I look forward to touching base with you because we're really growing here, and I'm wanting to put together a workshop, and I'm getting the online courses going. And so it should be a really big shoe here pretty soon. We're going to Serenity Lakes too. Your suggestion. So it looks like it's a beautiful place. It should be a great location for workshops and meetups.
Exactly. Excellent. Excellent.
Okay, Beata. Listen.
Thank you, Michael.
Care. Love
Have
talking
good...
to you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Same here. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.